The gates to practice is open an hour early. I just would encourage all of our fans to come as early as possible, not only to beat the traffic, but to also reserve the best possible spot on that berm, whether you're somebody who wants to be up close with the players right on the edge there and have to sort of keep your head on a swivel, or maybe you're more of a student of the game and you like to be up top, come early and get the spot that you want. Definitely bring the sunscreen. That berm grew 3 times in size, but as a result, the trees that provided shade for the fans, they're no longer there.
Hat, sunscreen, anything to keep you cool, dress appropriately, obviously. The slope in the morning when it's wet can be a little slippery. So please bring shoes that you can grip with pretty easily, and be careful when you're walking around. Parking is limited. Keep that in mind. Try and carpool as much as you can. It is free, so I think that encourages a lot of people to drive multiple cars. But if you can carpool, certainly save spots for other people. In addition to that, we have a gravel lot on our property that can handle another 200 cars. And then the Rapid County Sheriff has allowed us to use his lot next to our facility, just to the west. And we're estimating another 500 to 600 cars up there. So again, we're trying to accommodate a lot of people here, and parking, I said, is something that we don't have enough of. So when you show up and we're out of parking here, you'll be directed to other parking spots around the community. We just ask that you're nice to our neighbors and you're not parking along the streets, blocking any of the entrances to any of the businesses that are around here.
And also, bring some items. It's one of the great traditions we have is post practice. The players and coaches, they come out and they sign for a good 20 minutes. So if you have a jersey or a cap or a t-shirt or anything you want signed by your favorite Bronco, come on out. And even if you just want to shake their hand, it's really it's a fun thing to do. And we schedule the autograph times, because the players are so busy. But many times that horn blows, signaling that it's time for the players to come inside, and the players will still stay out there. So I think they really enjoy that interaction up close and personal with the fans.
I hope they take away a better experience than what they've had in the past. I still say that we have the closest vantage point to any NFL field training camp that you'll see. I hope they take away the fact that I think the organization values them, and we're trying to make things nicer for them. We know that the old way wasn't good enough for them, and we spent some money to make sure that what we did here certainly benefited them as well. There's a lot of old camp traditions that I hope a year off don't go away.
In the great traditions in sports, they just sort of happen organically, and there was never a time where we would tell the fans and have the dance team choreograph what they have to do, but every morning it just sort of evolved over time, where our players would have their hands on their hips, DeMarcus Ware, Von Miller, and they're doing their calisthenics. You look over in the stands, it was sort of a really neat thing to just show that the fans are just as much a part of this team as the players are. And I think other fun traditions is sometimes in training camp, the players, they're not going full speed, but you would have a guy almost in a walkthrough type, a running back, break off a long run because the defense wouldn't really be trying. They're sort of just mapping out their plays, and the fans would just go crazy, and you could see the defensive players saying, well, we let them do that. So it just added that energy, and last year it felt a little bit stale. It didn't have that same pop, and it wasn't that same energy that we're used to. It didn't feel right. So this is going to make it better, and I think our fans are going to be a big part of our training camp and our preparation for the season.
I expect it to be like every other starting day of training camp. There's going to be a long line of people waiting to get in. There's going to be a lot of excitement. We're certainly looking forward to that after missing it last year. It was a big bummer, actually. It was very quiet. My staff loved it because there wasn't as much to do, but it was very quiet. Players definitely noticed it. They actually complained a little bit about it, and I think that's why we added some additional practices down the stadium. But that excitement that they feed off of, they need that. It's not just game day. I mean, they need it out here on the practice as well.
Oh, I'm expecting a lot of energy, and I'm expecting sort of almost a homecoming from our players and coaches with the fans, because they miss that. And we've done practices. We did a couple practices at the stadium last year. It's just not the same. when the fans are right there with the players, it's a shot in the arm. And you know, you could see during training camp, you know, the cameras, the TV cameras sort of line the doorway, and that anticipation comes out for whoever it is, DeMarcus Ware or Peyton Manning, when they burst through that door, and the ovation 200 yards away on the field is deafening. It's really a neat moment, and I think that moment there, to me, will signify the beginning of our 2015 season.
Catch more of the 2015 Broncos Headquarters Renewed and Ready show on Comcast CET now on Video On Demand.